Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Have a super sexy Saturday stinkfest schedule. College football coming up here in our final hour. I've got some news that Woods can use for sure. Speaking of college football, I don't think you were going to get to it in the round of report about Indiana, correct? That was not on your list. Did you see Kurt Cignetti, their coach, getting an 8-year, $93 million contract extension? I know our friend Ryan Phillips very happy because Indiana all of a sudden is a significant player in college football now.
What is happening?
I guarantee you they've never spent that on a basketball coach at a basketball school like that. They did not want to lose Cignetti, who was going to be one of the hottest candidates. His buyout was dropping, I think, to like $10 million, and there were going to be other programs salivating. You know, he was a former Nick Saban assistant, like Kirby Smart was. He has turned around a program that was never anything in football. Made the playoff last year, now undefeated, 6-0 this year with big wins
unreal,
the last couple
man.
Of weeks. I mean, good success story.
Great success story.
It's kind of like SDSU basketball in a way.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Aztecs, Paulie's going to have more on that coming up in our Rundle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rundle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rundle Report with Paul Rundle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rundle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
Let's get started here. It's the Rhino Report brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. We will start. I actually did have a college football story I wasn't going to get to, but since you just brought it up real quick, do you see they are enforcing very strict penalties for the tortilla toss at Texas Tech?
No.
So the athletic director at Texas Tech announced a new rule from the Big 12. The first time a tortilla is thrown in the playing enclosure, so not just onto the field, but I'm imagining anywhere
the
track,
so
you know,
tossing
the outside
it into the air in the stadium.
Like if you're in the stands and you throw it anywhere over the railing onto the playing enclosure, the first time it's a warning. The second time it's a 15-yard penalty for the team. And $100,000 fine.
Jesus, really?
Good God. Yeah, I just saw that came down this morning.
You have like 100,000 people there. I mean,
no, you don't.
Where?
Texas Tech? What do you think it is?
I don't know.
The big
you
house?
Tell me. You've been there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a decent sized stadium, but it's not 100,000
people.
What
city is it in?
Lubbock.
Lubbock, Texas.
It's not made for that place. It's not my friend.
Did you throw tortillas
I did.
Ever?
I did. Only a couple games. We had a running back named Bam Morris.
Remember Bam?
He, one time, we lived in the same dorm, and I was in the shower, and he put on one of those creepy old man masks.
Oh, God.
And I was in the shower in the dorm, and he came and put his head over the top while I was in there nude, and he had that old man mask on. And I almost lost control of my bodily functions when I was in there. Big old dude, Bam Morris with the old man mask leaning over the
That's
shower.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was
Bam
pretty,
Morris.
Pretty scary.
In the shower.
Yeah.
With you.
Not with me.
over.
It had a curtain.
Right.
He came up, rah, and scared me to death. He was the coolest guy. He liked fresh marijuana cigarettes. You could smell it from the room.
Loose?
Next, loose cannabis. Yeah, as loose as...
Ganja, a.k.a. Yeah. Cannabis.
He would... was very much into it, which all was, right. You know, back in the day, you're talking 1994?
Steelers,
yeah.
Bears.
Steelers, yeah. Bears. Yeah. He was great, man. He all could. Right.
We'll dive into some Major League Baseball here.
Yeah.
Some pretty interesting comments from Dave Dombrowski, president for the Philadelphia Phillies, talking about superstar Bryce Harper.
And well, some say superstar.
Talking about Bryce very Harper. Good player, but not superstar player.
Average Bryce Joe. Harper. Bryce Harper.
So Bryce Harper's coming off a year. His OPS was 844.
That I'd kill was for 844 his... OPS. Kill. I'd kill someone for that.
That was his lowest since 2016. His batting average was the worst it's been since 2019. He's got 6 years left on a 13-year, $330 million deal.
Okay.
Two-time MVP. We all know Bryce Harper's resume. And Dave Dombrowski said he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he's had in the past. I guess we can only find out if he becomes elite or if he continues to be good or becomes elite again.
Let's see. OPS leaders MLB 25. OPS leaders.
I don't think he was trying to completely like insult Bryce Harper, but if you're Harper, you're going, huh, okay.
Yeah, same OPS as Mookie Betts.
Who had a down season?
Down season. Julio Rodriguez was a little lower than Bryce Harper. He had some, I mean,
still good players.
Maybe, yeah. 3.2
that's postseason.
War player. Everything that Dave Dombrowski said out loud about Bryce Harper.
He was like 25th.
AJ Preller could say the same thing about Manny Machado.
Sure, can he rise to the next level again? I don't know the answer.
There's no players in baseball who are more similar statistically, really, than Manny Machado and Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Bryce Harper was 22nd in the big leagues with 844 OPS.
Had a better season than Manny OPS-wise. Mm-hmm. Manny still had his 27 bombs, 275
Harper
average.
Had his 27.
Yeah. I mean, they're always very similar. 95 runs batted in for Manny.
75 for Harper.
So he didn't have as many RBI. You're a big RBI guy, so Manny had a better season. But ultimately, Manny, like Dave Dombrowski said, he's an all-star, very good player, but is he elite still? Dave thinks that Bryce Harper can go back to being elite.
No, he wonders.
Well, he'd like
he
to see
he
it. Like, he doesn't know that it's happening.
Do you have the audio?
No, I don't have the audio.
Oh, there was actual audio, and he essentially said...
You can find it if you want.
He's like, well, yeah, I mean, probably can find it real quick, but yeah, it's they are going to be lined up next to each other forever. You know, those two, they signed at the same, you know, same year, similar money, you know, all of that. Manny catches 100% more grief than Bryce Harper, 100%.
Same number of rings.
All I'm seeing every day is, well, the next manager's got to manage this, you know, Manny and Tatis. Same number of rings. Zero. You know, he wears a Phillies fanatic suit, so that's cool. When he does that, he gets a lot of passes, man. He dogs it. I've seen him dog it. I've watched him dog it. Seen it 100 times. Never seen it in the national media.
I don't even like to use that phrase.
Yeah, well,
dogging
okay.
It.
What they call it. I've seen him Cadillac a ground ball many times.
I think they'd call it being smart.
Right.
Both of them.
Right.
Manny and Bryce Harper.
But I think
picking
you know,
your spots.
Pick your spots. You got it?
Got the audio.
All right,
if you
here's
hear.
Dombrowski.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, in Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes the elite or he continues to be good.
It's challenging.
It's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I'm trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing negative. Freddie's a tremendous player, and that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else.
Freddie Freeman with an 869 OPS, 11th, good for 11th in baseball. That's pretty effing elite, man. I'm
Dombrowski
sorry.
Dombrowski sending some unnecessary shrapnel around to Freddie Freeman.
Pretty
there
elite, dude. Pretty elite for Freddie Freeman. And, yeah, it's a challenge. That's what it is. It's all it is. It's a challenge. We did read that one of the, I mean, you have to sift through a dozen Padres articles this offseason already. But there was that one about AJ when the season ended that Dennis wrote that said he will challenge Manny privately. He won't do it publicly, but he would say, like, hey, you're the eighth best third baseman.
That's a better way to do it.
It is, I think.
Necessarily calling out Bryce Harper but, in front of the reporters.
But see,
like
I think this was a challenge, and I don't think he said anything wrong. I think that was a challenge. It's up to him if he wants
but
to
be. Is it a challenge that's trying to make Dave Dombrowski himself look a little better and tougher? Like, hey, you know, I want the fans to know that I'm on top of things. AJ doesn't need to do that. He'll do that privately. But he, like Mike Schilt,
I kind of like it.
He doesn't say any bad things about his players. You ever hear AJ say a bad thing about one of his players publicly?
Never once.
Never.
I don't think it was bad. I think it was a fair challenge, and I think Bryce Harper heard it and went, huh, okay. And we'll see. We'll see how he comes out next year.
Now, Satan's blowfish. Bryce is not elite, neither is Manny or Tatis. I think Tatis is still elite. Six war, changes the game. He had a really good season again.
Yeah.
It's an MVP finalist, top, you know, Hank Aaron Award finalist. That is elite. That's what you're looking for from players. Now, Tatis has still...
We have high expectations.
Yeah, you don't... You're crazy
expectations.
He's 7 years
younger.
Is there more? Can Tatis do more? Yes. But what he's doing is elite. I'd like to see even more because I know it's in there. But that was an elite season from Fernando Tatis Jr. And I think Dave Dombrowski would agree as well.
C20 Moreno said, Phil Jackson won 11 titles using the media in part to challenge and motivate his players. He absolutely did.
It's true.
He absolutely did. Yeah, he's going to win a platinum glove this year in Tatis. He's an elite player. He didn't have the best offensive season he's capable of. But, you know, there's still a lot of time. He's still a young.
Pretty special that he could still have an elite season and not have the power numbers.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of a weird night because I know myself, people that I went to school with, Aztec alum, everybody very excited for the start of college basketball season, and it happens tonight, actually. Tonight is the scrimmage, the exhibition game, the NIL fundraising exhibition game against visiting UCLA. It's not going to be televised, though. It's going to be hard to follow. It's only an exhibition game, so you don't really put a ton of stock into it, but
still awesome.
You're always excited for the first time they hit the court, and hosting a good UCLA team that's ducked you in the past, finally getting to get a glimpse of what that would be like to play them here in Viejas Arena in front of fans. So it all gets started tonight, but kind of, sort of, not really. Won't be able to follow it too much. You'll get reports. So here's the box score, and that's about it. I don't believe it's on even like Aztecs.com. I don't think it's streaming anywhere.
Yeah, it's still a preseason game, but I'll tell you what. You know, when I went down there and I talked to Reese Dixon Waters and Miles Byrd, they are taking this game pretty seriously. Miles Byrd told me, "We're in a tournament game." You know what? This is a tournament game.
Good.
Albert
Pujols method.
They want to prove something. Now, Ryan Dutcher won't treat it as such. He has to play everybody, get minutes for everybody. They're not going to go all out necessarily that way to win. But when those guys are on the floor, this is for the, you know, this is bragging rights in California. Who's the best program in California now? UCLA's ranked 12th in the preseason poll. Aztecs were snubbed a bit. That's just outside the top 25. They will say that ratings don't matter, and they don't. But they also tell you, but we want to show you that you are wrong, and we are the better team in California than UCLA, they have been for many years.
I bet you guys never thought you'd hear me say this. I'm so excited for Aztecs basketball. I'm going to watch every second of every game. I'm even going to stay up late for the games this year because I would watch the first half and then pass out.
I encourage you last year. I'm going to encourage you again this year. You got to take the boys to a game.
I'm all in, 100%.
They will love it.
They will. They'll die. They'll be so happy.
It's pretty fun.
But like, I'm so excited for it because of the distraction of these brown and gold people that are driving me crazy. The people that wear the brown and gold. I won't mention any names. Okay, they used to wear mint and pink on Fridays. That's going away. But man, such a needed distraction and something to look forward to. Not like where you're looking at it going, they may be good. You're like, these guys are going to be good. How good can they be?
I'm not going. I got friends going tonight, and I'll get text messages. I'll see the box score. I'm not going to get super excited. I'm not going to be sitting on the couch, you know, refreshing, waiting for the next Mark Ziegler blurb on the game. But I am excited for the start of the season to get here sooner rather than
They have
later.
So many good players. I forgot about B.J. Davis is still on the team. They have so many good players.
They have too many.
How are you going to get them all?
And Dutch doesn't know. He knows he's got too many good players on his team right now. He says the freshmen are looking really good, but where do you play them? I mean, you know, guys stepping up. Taj DeGourville looks really, really good coming back from last season. Farrell Compton looks really good.
Love that dude.
Magoon's getting healthy. They got this transfer. Sean Newman led the country in assists last year.
Yeah.
this team is loaded.
Good. Let's go.
Loaded.
I'm so excited.
Miles Heide had a really good second half of the season. He was coming to his own. Forgotten man on this team now. Junior coming back with experience. This is a really good team.
Finally, I just mentioned the boys, so maybe you can help out on this last story here more, Woodsy. But I was just perusing the old prep service, and every once in a while you get some stories. It's like, there's no real actual story. It's just, hey, there was a poll from this website or whatever, and here's what they found. And today they found that, according to a couple of new polls out there, Halloween, which is, just a couple of weeks away here, 2 weeks from today, actually.
2 weeks from today. Can't wait.
Still have no idea what I'm doing.
I do. I know what I'm doing.
I have no idea what we're making Ben do either.
I don't either.
So if anybody has any something costume
sexy,
ideas.
Something sexy. Yeah. I want you to be something sexy this year.
Yeah. If you got any costume ideas, send them in.
Sexy nurse. Sexy. Something sexy.
We'll figure it out.
Sexy sportscaster.
Anyways.
Sexy sportscaster. Shirtless the whole time.
It says here that Halloween costs, on average,
trimmer early then.
$193 if you're single, and $445 if you have kids. I know I won't be spending $193.
Two costumes, some decorations, and a couple bags of candy. What else do you need
for
Halloween?
$445.
How are you spending that much?
So their breakdown on average, again, and this was per kid, so...
Per kid?
No. So, like, breaking it down, it's like $200-something, and then multiply it by two if you have two kids. $58 on costumes, $57 on decorations, $50 on party supplies, $51 on tickets for things like haunted houses, hay rides.
True. Pumpkin patches.
Pumpkin patch,
yeah, okay.
Candy mazes. For the trick-or-treaters.
I'd say that's low, man. I'd say that's low.
If you're including, like, tickets to, like, events and Screamtaculars.
I think it's, like, going all in on the season.
Spooky season. We've gone all in.
Spookalicious snacks.
We got the decorations in the house the kids have there. And the other thing they're probably forgetting, you know, kids have to have two costumes now. One for school that has to be as generic as can be. Like, Bo's going to be for Halloween, Pennywise, for Halloween.
You can't wear that to school.
Taylor's going to be a skeleton. I think he's good both. You know what I mean? But they have to have two, one for school, one for
the night. Taylor could wear both costumes.
I don't think he's going to.
If Bo's getting two costumes, then you have to get Taylor two costumes.
Correct. So... We do go all out. I didn't used to be a big Halloween guy, and then I had kids, and now I'm way into it. I don't know what I'm going to be at home yet, but it's going to be something spooky and not sexy at all. I want to get that old man mask like Bam Morris used to scare me, but I'm going to be riding around on my scooter all night, so I don't think it's safe necessarily.
Kind of. I can't stop thinking about Bam Morris, you in the shower, getting scared. Bro, like Psycho, except you get stabbed.
Yeah, like Psycho, but he didn't stab me, and he was wearing an old man mask. And I'll never forget it. And, you know, I was 140 pounds, if you can believe it, soaking wet as a freshman in college. And just terrified. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You're picking on me in here? What are you going to do? It's Bam Morris. You know, you're like, thanks. Please don't do it again. I was nervous to go to the showers after that, believe you me. It was like being in prison.
Probably would have never showered again.
Yeah, seriously. You would have left school. I ended up leaving school anyways.
You did too, yeah.
That's true.
Thank you, Pauly.
You're welcome.
All right, when we come back, college football time. I get you ready for your Saturday schedule, including a little surprise for Woods that I'm very excited about. It's coming up next after a check of traffic with Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Before we get to the weekend, though, if you're thinking about the rest of this year and knowing... Yeah, holidays are coming up, and then it's time for New Year's resolutions. And you probably think, I'm going to have to lose a bunch of weight. Why don't you just get it done now, before the new year, and take advantage of SDFatLoss.com's fall special. Now, until Halloween, October 31st. Get $200 off the program that can help you lose up to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days, up to a pound of fat per day, just like I did when I did the program and lost 40 pounds in 60 days. And then I have kept the weight off the entire time, over 2 years, because it's a sustainable program. They help you not only lose the weight, but keep the weight off by basing the program on real foods that you're already eating from the grocery store, chicken, steak, fish. It's not mixes. It's not shakes. It's not bars. Nothing you're buying from them. It's your own stuff. You get to pick, prepare it. You eat it when they, you know, they tell you the portions and everything about that. Your coach will help you all the way through and you lose the weight fast. And boy, that scale is a great motivator. No exercise necessary. No injections that you're going to become reliant on to keep the weight off with those side effects, which include like muscular loss stuff. You don't want to go down that road. Just go down this road. The road I went down on, the road Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby went down. Tier ones have gone down it. You're the next one. Sign up today. Free consultation at sdfatloss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a little surprise for Woods coming up in our sexy Saturday Stinkfish schedule. Super sexy Saturday Stinkfish college football schedule.
I do love a good surprise.
I know you do.
Am I going to be happy or
no?
Mad?
You're going to be totally unhappy with this one. This is an unhappy surprise.
It ain't good. Really? Great.
It has nothing to do with actually a game that didn't make my lineup, if I'm being honest with you. USC at Notre Dame.
Paulie, it didn't make your lineup.
Well,
the greatest rivalry in college football doesn't make your lineup.
Hang on. All right, let's start at 9 a.m.
What a homer.
Starting off the day, number 10 LSU at number 17 Vanderbilt. Best game of the morning. That's the best game of the morning. I've got one game per time slot for you.
No, you don't.
That's how I do it.
Give me the best games.
Battle of 5-1 teams, essentially an elimination game in the race to the SEC championship. Vandy, of course, lost to Alabama last week. They're trying to bounce back at home. LSU needs this one, though, on the road. 12:30. Here's your surprise. So it's number 5 Ole Miss at number 9 Georgia.
Good game.
Both of those games, ABC. College game day for ESPN is going to be in Athens, Georgia,
okay,
where our fearless leader, Adam Klug, went to school.
Yep.
And as the guest picker for college game day, the celebrity they bring in, Jelly Roll is coming in to entertain you Woods tomorrow morning.
Okay.
God. Jelly Roll.
You know, because he has nothing else to do. Just fly him around to do all these bits all the time. You can't get away from this guy.
Going to have all of his college football picks, and I know you will be on the edge of your seat tomorrow morning. Ole Miss, of course, barely got past Washington State at home last week, so you get a figure
Jelly Roll
ripe for the taking, even though they're number 5 in the country. Did you know? This is a stat I did not know. Adam, I'm sure, did. Georgia, 10-0 at home versus top 10 teams under Kirby Smart.
It's pretty damn good, man.
That's a good record against top teams. You talk about winning big games at home.
The anti-James Franklin.
There you go. Yep. Kirby Smart always wins big games at home since he took over at the University of Georgia.
And he just got hit with the Ben Jinx.
And then it comes down to 4:30. Which game am I watching? Well, I'm more interested in USC-Notre Dame in the rivalry. But the better game, honestly, is the one on ABC. It's number 11 Tennessee at number 6 Alabama.
Yeah, the better
game.
Huge
game in the SEC.
The better game if you are a hayseed. It's the better game. The best game for us is Notre Dame-USC. Come on.
That'll be on NBC at the same time at 4:30. And they are both ranked. The loser probably never to be ranked again. So it's an important game for both teams. This week also, I believe it was Wednesday, marked the 20-year anniversary of the Bush Push game. Where were you for the Bush Push?
Extremely inebriated and kicked an ottoman, like a little one of those.
Are you one of those people who thinks it should have been penalized?
It was illegal. You couldn't do it then.
No one ever called it. No, still, no one ever called that.
Weird that Mr. Rules guy forgets the rule. Like Mr. Stickler, black and white.
Ever. It was in, they changed the rule actually in 2013. It is now legal to put, well, right. It's obviously a huge story with the tush push and what goes on in the NFL. But college football eventually got around to changing the rule and took the word push out of it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to pull guys across still anymore, and they will call that occasionally. Yeah. But they did a story on ESPN this week, and they said in the history of college football, they've never called. I think once it got called where a guy was pushed across a line. They just never. There's no way to really.
No, I was just mad. I was mad. I kicked my ottoman. I had an ottoman. I lived in a really crappy apartment. It was not. I think the walls were made of balsa wood because I kicked this ottoman across the room. And it like
you can
slid.
Hear your neighbors pretty easily.
It slid across the hardwood floor and it hit the wall and it put a hole in the wall. It's like, oh, all right. I didn't think I kicked it that hard. I was furious. It was awful. It was terrible. I expect this one to go better, hopefully. But if my sports watching is any, if it just stays true to what it's been, it'll be terrible. We'll lose by 30.
Saw another weird story. Sports Business Journal was reporting this week that Netflix was trying to acquire the rights to the USC-Notre Dame rivalry.
Yeah, which is really odd.
All of USC's home games are covered under the Big Ten agreement,
right.
And all of Notre Dame's home games are covered under NBC Peacock.
How does that
so
work?
I don't know how you just
give that
steal
up.
One away.
Right.
It's like that's probably what they're paying for a lot is this game every year, so they're not going to just give it up, I wouldn't think. But
does it just change networks every year depending on who's hosting?
If Notre Dame's at home, NBC hosts. If USC is at home, then it's whoever.
Fox.
Used to be the Pac-12, but now it's Fox or ABC, I guess, because it's Big Ten. Or CBS sometimes has it, but this is at Notre Dame in South Bend, so it'll be NBC Peacock tomorrow.
Little FOMO of not being there for this one. This would have been a good one to go to.
It's not what it used to be, unfortunately.
Still pretty
and
great.
Part of that's USC has not been what they've been lately.
Right. Yeah, we're doing our part. Irish are doing their part.
Not two losses this year.
Yeah, but I mean,
they've been better lately. They've been better than
success.
USC lately.
Yeah, that's
recent
what I'm
success.
Saying.
Notre Dame is. For a while, it was USC was having success and Notre Dame wasn't.
Was terrible.
Now it's switched, and now it's Notre Dame, and USC's been struggling. It's been a while since both teams were, like, you know, top 10 where they should be powerhouses,
yep.
So definitely lost a little bit of luster. But for people, I think, like yourself, who have family ties and part of their legacy, it's always going to be a big game
every year. Like I said at the beginning of every year, get my 10 wins, and I'm pretty happy. I love my coach. My coach could literally lose the next six
games.
Future
Penn State head coach.
Absolutely not.
Marcus Freeman.
No
chance. They're pursuing him.
That's not a better
back
job.
Back up the Brinks truck for Marcus Freeman.
No chance. That is not a better job.
I tend to agree with you.
God. That is not a better job. That's not a better
job. You pay me
game.
How much?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
I know. Where do I got to live? Okay. I mean, South Bend's no picnic either.
No.
But it is on
the
game
campus
day.
Is nice, though.
It's amazing.
I can't say much about State College, Pennsylvania. Shocker. I've never been there.
Yeah.
Nor do I really want to go there.
Yeah, fair. Fair. I'm very excited for it. 4:30 on...
Tomorrow.
Saturday. And I'm speaking to my wife. Please leave me be.
No Aztecs tomorrow. They have a bye.
You
week.
Won't. But I'm begging you, let me watch this game. I've not gotten a chance to watch a bunch, man. A lot of kids sports, so... This one I'm free for, allegedly.
So
I'm at a pumpkin patch or a hayride tomorrow afternoon, I'm sure.
There's your Saturday schedule.
Love the stink fist.
All right, let's take our last time out. When we come back, we do have two more, another doubleheader of baseball games. Probably the last day of the year with two baseball games. I don't know if that's guaranteed, but I don't see the Dodgers series going the distance necessarily.
Drink it in, guys. This is it. So, I mean, drink it in.
I'm assuming this will be the last day of the year with more than one baseball game. So we can take a look at that and more coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Last thing for us to do this week, though, is to remind everybody that if you do not have your estate documents in order, if you have a family, you could be leaving them in a world of hurt. Well, they're already in a world of hurt because you're gone unexpectedly. And then if you leave them without estate documents, they could be in for a lengthy, complicated, expensive process known as probate court.
Yeah, by all accounts, probate court is not something that you want to do. It's very pricey. It's very, it can get pretty contentious too. It's just not something you want to do. So go to trustandwill.com. Use the code radio20. When you check out, you will get 20% off of your trust or will. And, they make it so simple for nimrods like myself to just log in, just answer the questions that they ask you. And then you hit submit at the end and then they send you your documents. You get them notarized and you're done.
I don't consider myself a nimrod.
I do.
But I do like ease and convenience,
yeah.
And I do like when things aren't really, really expensive either. Like a lawyer is really expensive.
Yeah.
Trust and Will is not a simple process. And again, save 20% off when you use the code RADIO20 off your trust or your will. The trust is what can keep your family out of probate court, but a will is important too. Name guardians for your children, important stuff like that by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He got us again, our beloved boss, Adam Klug, about to get dragged on the radio yet again for doing nothing other than just trying to help, just trying to be helpful. But he got us again just now. About 3 minutes ago, we all get a text. We're in the Ben and Woods group text.
You can't keep getting away with it.
And he sent us the audio of Lane Kiffin making a fat joke about Kirby Smart.
Tier mm-hmm. ones in the chat. Does that ring a bell to any of you?
Maybe 48 hours ago.
So, Paulie writes back, yeah, we did it 2 days ago. You should listen to our show more. dragging him. And he's like posting the Homer Simpson backing into the bush.
He's like,
meme.
My bad, I missed
but
it.
But the funny part is, you guys remember the audio we played of the Detroit Tigers radio announcer that was like, what? I got to do an effing recap? F the recap. I'm not doing that. And he's, oh, sorry, I'm on a hot mic. So we saw that when it came out. Over
Friday night.
We sent it to each other like, hey, let's have this.
Maybe
for
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Maybe wake up and
yeah.
you saw it and we're like, oh, man, we got to. Hey, reminder, let's play this on Don't Do This.
We sent it to you. I sent it to you guys on Friday night after it was over. Like, save this for Monday. And like Sunday, he sends it to us in the group chat. And I'm like, oh my God, do you really think we haven't seen? I see the end of the internet every single day. There's really not much you're going to send me that I haven't seen or happened upon. So I sent Ben and Paul this. I go, Adam's sending us stuff we've seen 9 hours before. Like, we've already sent it to each other 9 hours before. I said, we'll never get old. Super obvious stuff.
It's never breaking news. Like,
no,
hey, this
no.
just came out in case you guys haven't
it's
seen
it. It's
10
this. To 12 hours old.
Or 2 to 4 days
old. Or 2 to 4 days old. And he's just trying to help.
I honestly can't beat Paul. Paul always sends me the first
tweet.
Yeah,
it's hard
like,
to it's
he's,
hard
he's
to beat
fast.
Paul. Yeah.
On the alerts and something big happens, I usually get it from Paul. Not that you're breaking the news, but you
right.
are sending me the
yeah.
the passing tweet or whoever just tweeted something big, like, oh, Paul just sent a text. This is probably important. Adam, it's usually something I already know about. Now, every once in a while, there's, you know, what's the percentage? Like 1 in 10, 1 in 20?
Percentage is what the Brewers are hitting in the postseason against the Dodgers, which is 101. One out of 10.
1 out of 10 you haven't
defense.
Seen yet.
Right.
I'm sure he was very excited when I mentioned something positive about Kirby Smart in our last segment.
Yep. So he sent on.
Probably got him very
guy's
fired
just trying
up.
To help, and he's
just trying
crushed.
To help. Tries to help every time.
But to be fair, I mean, listen to our show. He's like, yeah. Hey, making sure you guys saw Mike Schilt retired.
Yep. We did. It's Friday. It happened on Monday.
You guys know the Padres got knocked out by the Cubs.
just let me know. Just let the Cubs won game three, if that helps.
You guys know we slayed the dragon again.
Yep. Yep, we got it.
He's like, fine, I'm just not going to send you guys anything. Okay. All right.
I love you, Adam.
I love you, man. He's just rolling his eyes right now. He's like, I hate these guys. I hate them so much.
See, now, if I was Adam, and this would actually be worse for us, if he sent it to everybody, like to Tony and Chris and Braden and Frank and Scraby and all of us at the same time, he could always go, well, I knew you guys knew it, but I just wanted to make sure the other guys saw it.
No, he just sends it to us.
But he could only send it to us.
He does do that, too. The all staff, you know, here's the latest
I'm not
in the Athletic.
I'm on no all staff.
Yeah. It's rare. It's rare.
On an email.
Yeah, on email.
Email, not text.
Oh, yeah,
there's no
email.
There's no 97.3 The Fan all staff text thread.
No, nor I don't want there to
when
be.
He sends the email, though, to the whole staff, I sit and I wait. Because Tony Gwynn Jr. usually has something fun to say.
Yeah, he usually does.
He'll reply all, and he just does not care.
Just drag him. Poor Adam. He's a sweet guy. Sweet
just trying
kid.
To help.
He's always just trying to help.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. All right, doubleheader of baseball coming up later today. We'll take a quick look at it after our final check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. In the span,
Ace Frehley passed away.
You guys hear about Diane Keaton? I don't know if you know this one, but Jelly Roll is going to be the guest picker tomorrow. He did write us, have a great weekend, you jerks. I love you, man. I really do. The angel.
So
sweet angel.
In a span of what? A little over 24 hours. Seattle went from party town to panic town.
Oh, awful. Poverty town. I mean, it is like
pity city.
People, again, how long has it been since they've gotten this far? Right, never. That was the
they've never gotten two.
I don't
wins
think they've
never
gotten
to an
ALCS. Never won two games.
So this is the furthest they've gotten.
So you know, in Seattle, they're like, yeah, you can get a ticket in $7,000, and people are like, done. What do you want? I got it.
We've never seen this.
I'm paying it. Whatever you need. You get two home games right off the bat, and you're like, bro, we are rolling these guys. We are figuring out their bullpen. We are slugging. We are playing great defense. We're getting key contributions from lesser-than players. We're getting massive contributions from guys like Josh Naylor, who we acquired at the deadline. We're getting great pitching. And then you get home to your raucous Seattle fans, and they've just completely soiled
now,
themselves.
Both games they took a lead on an early home run.
They did.
And they had that place fired up.
Makes
you thought,
it way
okay,
worse.
That's going to be even
makes
better.
Makes it way worse.
And both times, Toronto has just come back like a steamroller. If that happens again today, that place is going to turn into a morgue.
It was all, you could tell, like, when Toronto stormed back last night, it sounded like this.
They'll be excited. Now, if they're winning, it's a good game. They can get those guys back into it, but they could lose everything tonight. If they're down, if they lose all three at home and you got your fans thinking, we won't see them again. They're going to go to Toronto. They're going to lose. It's going to be such a bitter disappointment to get this close, to think you had it, and then to watch it all slip away.
I know
it's painful to think about.
I don't know what the big sample size numbers are, you know, over the last decade or the last 20 years even, Ben, but the home field advantage this year doesn't matter. Literally doesn't matter. It just hasn't really mattered.
Doesn't matter at all. What was it in the game, the decisive game? So like the game three, Padres-Cubs, game five, Seattle-Detroit. Literally over the last, there's been like 180 of them, or 170. It's like 85 and 85. Home and road. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Baseball. Doesn't matter.
Baseball. Playoff baseball.
Playoff baseball.
Just doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Crazy.
Especially in a decisive game. Now, it's 2-2. No one can be eliminated today. Kevin Gausman, though, on the mound for Toronto.
I mean, he's filthy.
Bryce Miller was stepped to the occasion in game one. Yep. Can he do it again? That's a 308 first pitch on FS1.
Okay, meanwhile, that's 308.
Second game, 538 on TBS. Game four. It's the Dodgers and the Brewers. The Dodgers going for the sweep. They'll have Shohei Ohtani on the mound once again.
Against Andy Ashby.
Aaron Ashby,
I mean. I said Andy because Bob Nightingale said Andy yesterday.
Undecided again. Milwaukee had a good pitching staff, yet
Where are they?
They can't name a pitcher for any single game in the playoffs.
Except for Aaron Ashby and Jacob Mizorowski. That's it. I saw the funniest tweet last night. Baseball media, you can't just throw Aaron Ashby every game. Pat Murphy, Ashby opener. Baseball media, well, Ashby's probably spent for tomorrow now. Pat Murphy, Ashby opener. Baseball media begging, please no more. Pat Murphy, Ashby opener.
Now, they did McGill.
Trevor McGill.
One of the games is their opener. They might go back to him as an opener today.
Watching Mizorowski come in and just slam the door shut, though, in that first inning.
Yeah, but
you're thinking, maybe just start with your better pitcher.
Yeah, or
you're
like...
You're thinking too far outside of the box.
So it was supposed to be maybe Quintana, right? And then, so he's a left-handed pitcher. You went with Ashby because he's, you know, got more velo and stuff. But if you're going to... You're the guy that's been starting for you all year and pitched really well for you. He has a routine. Throw him out there. What do you have to lose? You're already down 2-0. You're going to get cute and throw this opener out there. And he, you know, next thing you know, it's triple, double, down 1-0. And it's like, well, Jose Quintana could have done that.
I understand matchups and I understand the philosophy
behind
the opener.
But they've seen this guy so many times now.
It's almost like, I also think Mizorowski, he's so much higher quality pitcher than Ashby. It's not like they're comparable and you're like, yeah, we're just favorite. He's an elite arm. Maybe just go with him to start.
Just throw him out there.
Because if you get beat with him, you were going to get beat either way.
Correct.
Or maybe they're facing the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers just doesn't really matter here. You got to hit the baseball.
Although, what did you say earlier? I don't know if it was a tweet or if you said it, but maybe Pat Murphy should stop saying average and ordinary his team is at some point because they're starting to believe it.
He said, the guy tweeted yesterday, so brilliant. Brewers look like they've just given up. Probably because their manager keeps talking about how they all effing suck and are broke compared to the Dodgers. That is such a backfire by
Pat
Murphy.
We are such huge underdogs. We actually have no chance at all to win this series.
They don't even know these idiots' names.
He forgot to do the second part, which is then go to the locker room and go, I know that's what I said, but we are going to beat these guys. No, he just left it. We have no chance to beat these guys. That was his motivational speech to the Brewers.
The one that I saw that got me was, guys, gather around. I got a letter from, who was it?
It was Diane Keaton.
And a few more pancakes.
I got one
in
for
my
tonight.
Pocket.
All right, guys. Hey, it's your old pal Pat Murphy. I don't know if you guys know this. Ace Frehley was a huge Brewers fan, and I actually had the chance to get a letter from him in the last week, surprisingly enough. And he said he can see you guys pulling a Red Sox and coming all the way back. And I believe in you very much, and so did Ace. I mean, he's out of bits, man. You know,
it does feel like game one, he got there and he goes, it's incredible you guys have made it this far, but we are done.
We're dead. We are dead.
We don't stand a chance.
I mean, it was a calculated move by him, and it completely backfired.
This is why, by the way, when we said, if the Padres can get past the Cubs, I think they can get past the Brewers.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Now, would they have fared any better against the Dodgers?
Probably not. That would have been worse. I'm actually glad.
The way they're pitching right now, I can't see
who's hitting him.
You see the Brewers.
Any of those guys.
The Brewers have hit like, I don't know, 90 ground balls in this series. Padres would have done the same thing.
Yep.
You know their offense. It would have been ground ball, ground ball, ground ball. It would be like, oh, man.
101 they're hitting. Yeah. 101. Fewest hits in a NLCS since 1906. Tied with the 1906 Cubs with 9 hits.
That ain't going to cut it.
And you got Shohei today. And so it's just like, guys, thanks for a great season. 96 wins. A lot of fun this summer. You guys were pretty elite. Played way above your heads, but it is just a bloodbath. A bloodbath. I've really felt like the Dodgers were kind of toying with them, too. Like, I don't feel like the Dodgers fully... Because they've made a couple of mistakes, but I feel like they're just toying with them. Like, hey, should we let them get a run? Just let them get a run. Let's see what happens. Let them.
At the bottom of the first one, they tie it up. It's like
let them score a little bit.
Let's see what happens.
I want these people to feel like they got their money's worth. I may not even watch tonight.
You guys
want
to see what it feels like to win a tight game?
Yeah. You guys want to blow it out, or you want to do a tight game? I just I may not even watch. It's just been boring. Watching the Brewers play is like watching a glass of milk. It's
I won't watch.
So boring.
I'm not gonna watch.
I'm real interested in the 3 o'clock game, but yeah. That game, you know, I'm not gonna watch those guys celebrate again.
I'll be watching.
I can't stay away. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
That is all the time we have for this week. Felt like a very long week.
It was.
We made it to the finish line.
Thanks, Tier Ones. We love you.
We will be back on Monday morning. We'll know who SDFC's playoff opponent is. We may have a World Series matchup for you. And oh man, I hope there's not any more breaking Padres news, because we could use a day off or two from all of that. For executive producer Paul Reindl and for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great Friday. Rest of your Friday and all weekend from San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.